All right, talking here with Quentin Blair. How's everything going, man?
Oh, man, living the dream, living the dream. It's fantastic. Life is good. There's always something to do in this business. There's never a day off, never a dull moment. It's the coolest job. Coolest jobs, no complaints.
I mean, you are somebody who does keep rather busy, whether it's music or, if I'm not mistaken, you run a couple farms, basically. And I mean, I'm not sure where you have time to do anything, but here you are playing gigs, shooting videos. I mean, it's a pretty busy lifestyle for you.
Yeah, it never, like I said, it never really stops. And whether you're doing like your planning or whether, you know, tonight I got to take a bunch of time out and learn how to rewrite some of my lighting trigger promos or cues for my live shows. So I'm as DIY as it gets. I've got a board that sits at my feet that runs the light show and I control it throughout the night. I just say, hey, I want to turn, how you doing tonight? And I turn on all the lights and I can see everybody cheer real quick. And then, you know, I can go dark. I can put spotlights on, but it all happens at my feet while I'm playing the show. But I got to go and work on lighting cues tonight for that. And we just finished shooting a music video on Saturday night. We were doing some live sessions on Friday night. And then of course played a show last night in Winnipeg too. So it's a busy weekend, but you know, if you're not busy, like, what are you doing? Like, it's a business that you need to hustle.
So let's let people get to know you a bit better. Sort of like, you're from Manitoba. What got you going in music? Did you come from a musical family? And sort of what made you go, all right, I want to pursue this and actually do this as a career? Because obviously you're piling music on top of running a couple different farms.
Yeah. I mean, the farms are all right. Like in COVID, I was doing some outfitting and stuff, and that kind of ate up a lot of time, just making sure you've got what you need to take people. I used to take them into the backcountry and go camping and all that kind of stuff with horses. And that was cool, but it's just such an undertaking to do that. And it kind of takes one of my passions and, you know, converts it into a way where I can monetize it. But at the same point, it means that it's no longer really like a release and a retreat for me. So gave that up. I mean, it's just some horses and some goats on the yard. And I mean, it's enough that it keeps me busy, but it's, you know, completely manageable. I grew up, you know, playing music. My grandmother was very musical, but I'm not from a particularly musical family. And I just connected with country music, with songwriting. And I've never really had to struggle to learn music. It just kind of happens naturally for me. So it was kind of pretty easy to be sitting around one day. And, you know, I was working at a dude ranch at the time. And they said, we need a singing cowboy. And I'm like, I can sing, I can play guitar. And so I started just hosting these campfires and, you know, small horse shows and stuff like that. And eventually it just kind of progressed from there. So it really started out as grassroots as it gets by sitting around a campfire and roasting marshmallows and playing country music. And then all of a sudden start, you know, I was always writing music and stuff like that as well. So it came pretty quick to play country music, then write country music. And it's all like, I can't do anything else. Like sometimes, you know, you try to put in a rock tune or something like that. It doesn't connect. It's just country music. Music all the time. So
do you just try to countryfy the rock song or
not even I'm just like there's gonna be just a country song that sounds like that. Like if I'm going for a particular kind of feel, there's always a way to do it. So I mean, I grew up listening to that kind of 70s country, kind of that outlaw Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings kind of stuff. You know, I love that. I mean, I loved Kenny Rogers and his gambler movies and all that kind of thing growing up. And then in the 90s was like, that was such a formative time for country music. And whether you're looking at, you know, Alabama, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, like Martina McBride, Mary Chapin Carpenter was one of my favorite down at the Twist and Shout, and like, or Dwight, or like the Mavericks, like what an era of country music we got to experience. And it was kind of right at that age and time in my life where I'm like discovering what I like to listen to, what resonates with me. And so that's what transpires into the show. And I've got some really great players that also know so much country music. So when we're playing a show, we hosted a jam. There's like a legendary jam that happens in Winnipeg on Sunday nights. So we hosted that last night and we just step up. We don't even know what we're going to play. Suddenly I'm on bass and, you know, there's another guy singing and another guy playing guitar. We're just like swapping instruments out the whole night just because it's just fun. So country music just comes naturally.
All right. So we're not expecting any kind of country version of Espresso from Sabrina Carpenter in your set list anytime soon.
Nothing. I don't even know the tune. I couldn't even pretend.
One of the biggest songs like of the last few years. years. All right.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So, like I said, like I listen to country music. I write country music. I play country music. I had a drummer who's one of my sub drummers. And when he comes on the road, he loves like whatever. He puts on like Black Sabbath or he puts on like whatever. And that's like all like, I understand the value of it. And I mean, it's not like I don't understand classic rock or anything like that. But I'm like, okay, guys, two songs and that's it. Two songs. We're going back to Zach Top. Let's go.
So the song we're getting ready to play on River Country Rising Stars this weekend is your new one, Same Old Shift. What made you want to cut this one? It's not one that you wrote, but how'd you come about it? And what really made you go, okay, this one's going to radio versus just throwing it on the DSPs?
Yeah. So this tune came across my desk. We get pitches. I'm pretty selective on it. I do like to write my own songs, especially the songs that kind of really, really resonate. I mean, it's when you're a writer, it's because you're trying to say something, trying to make a specific connection. And this song came across my desk and I listened to it and I was like, you know, man, that's a hooky, hooky, hooky song. Wow. But the messaging is so simple, which is the essence of country music. If you look at, we referenced that 90s country earlier on here, like a song like Bubba Shot the Jukebox. Really? So good though. So like, just like the story that it tells is so simple and the rhyme structure and it, but it's so great. And so there's like a simplicity that can really transpire through country music. And so I love this, that we've all had a job where we've punched a clock and we're like, how long do I have to stay here? It's just same old shift, just a different day. And I'm like, oh, that we have to do this. It's so relatable, so accessible. So I picked that song. It was written by a couple of big cats out of Nashville, Terry McBride from McBride and the Ride, William Michael Morgan, I think his name is. Anyways, it's great because I like follow him on Spotify. He's got great stuff. I'm like, dude, you passed on this song. I'm happy to take it. So it's been really cool to see it come together. And Pete Lesperance is my producer based out of Toronto. And he's got a background playing in a band called Harum Scarum, who's like a melodic rock band who's got 19 records out. They're big in Japan and they go on these tours overseas all the time. And it's neat because he's a monster player. He plays in Dean Brody's band. He's a monster player, but he has a different understanding of melody. And I always think that he's the secret sauce. So when you start listening to like some of the guitar lines and, you know, especially around the solos and stuff like that, he's got a different set of chops that he brings to the table. And it blows me away every time. I'm so happy. We got two more coming down the pipe right behind this that are just equally I'm thrilled with. So it's going to be a fun year. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, it's an amazing song, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out here for a bit. And I know people are going to love this song as much as I do.
Fantastic. Well, I hope to get up into Northern Alberta again soon and see you all there.